Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Do-be-do-be-do. Whoa, whoa.
Well, that's my cue.
It's a hit right there, Vinny. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Vinny's in his fort. So he's...
Come out of your fort, Vin.
No girls allowed!
No girls can come. I like girls.
Oh, all right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, let me ask your wife if that's okay.
Oh, well, if you're going to do that, then no girls are allowed.
That's what I thought. Best mom ever, you guys. Best mom ever. It's our yearly contest. We do this. It's so fun. We'll name our radio station. We take Alice off, unless Alice is your mom. If your mom's name is Alice, it's going to be really easy for us. So Alice's are encouraged. Mominate your mom.
All Alice welcome.
All allies. All Alice eyes. So our Mother's Day contest, the best mom ever, it's on right now. All this week, go to RadioAlice.com and tell us why your mom is the best mom. And you'll be entered for your chance to have the radio station named after her all day, which is so fun. Like all day on Mother's Day, she tunes into Alice and she's like, well, that's me, Barbara at 97.3. And you'll be entered for this overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma, which is so, it's so beautiful there. It's so posh. Complimentary brunch and with champagne and parking. We really got it all going on for you. You won't have to worry about your car. You just go in there and have fun. It's a Mother's Day thing. Mm. RadioAlice.com. Go there and tell us why it should be your mom. Okay, we're going to start with Stagecoach. This is more than a story about Stagecoach, really. This is a story about human ingenuity. This is a story about need and problem solving.
So this isn't the golf cart story from Stagecoach.
No, this isn't. Okay. That's a terrible, tragic story.
Right.
That we talked about earlier this morning. Who's the guy?
John Elway.
His agent, longtime, like really close friend, fell off the back of a stagecoach. He didn't fall off a stagecoach. He fell off the back. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Off a golf
off the
cart.
Back of a golf cart. But that wasn't at Stagecoach. That was at like an after party, apparently in a neighboring sort of posh neighborhood.
Yeah, kind of country club-y thing.
Okay, nice. So now this is Stagecoach related as well.
This is just Stagecoach.
Okay.
So kids 10 and under, get into Stagecoach for free. You show up with all your kids and they're all under 10.
Well, they're all under 10. I mean, what are we going to fight over whether this kid's 12 or 10? Right. This kid's 10.
Well, Dad, you told me not to lie. I'm 13. You're 10. He's lying. I don't know why he lies so much.
I used to hate it when my parents would tell me to say I was younger than I was. Because when you're a kid, you want to be like, yeah, I'm 12.
Right.
Mom's like,
always.
No, you're not.
You're the next age up. Always.
Right.
4 or 5 and a half.
So if you're 10 and under... If you're a mom and dad and you're like, we want to go to Stagecoach and our 8 and 9 year old are coming with us, they're free. It's actually huge. But people are wondering if this is going to get that canceled. I did not realize that you're not allowed to have alcohol of your own in Stagecoach. There's a couple, they took a baby. It's a baby doll, but it's a pretty realistic looking baby doll.
They have a lot of those now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
And
it's a drink. It's purposeful. It's a flask.
Yeah, it's a flask. They've filled it. Looks like maybe they opened it up and put a Camelback in there. And if you squeeze the belly and take the cap off the forehead, So they there's a big opening in the front where you can fill it with, I don't know, straight vodka. I don't know what you're drinking. And then you put its clothes back on, and they put a little, they put sunglasses on it so that you couldn't see that it has fake eyes, and a little hat that covers the flask part.
Very cute. So,
and they just have, they had such a ball carrying this fake baby around and taking TikTok videos of it, and it's rocking out. It's dancing. It's very cute. Can you make sure that's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, that one TikTok video? Yeah. So the problem is it's not allowed.
Oh, no.
That is not allowed. But it's basically, you know, I don't know how much, but it looks like it has a pretty good capacity. It's a full-size baby doll. It's full-size. Looks very real. They hid the spout and then added some sunglasses to help it get through security. And they didn't really look at it twice. These guys waltz through security with their fake baby.
Well,
Stagecoach is probably not going to change their policy just because one couple snuck a booze-filled baby through. But it sounds like they're going to tighten things up and check and pinch babies, make sure that they react.
Pinch babies.
Let's toss it to the ground.
The trending topic now is, how do I make one of those? Yeah, toss it on the ground. See if it squirms around.
My daughter, Edie, brought her, she's a doll fan, big time, and brought a baby doll in a carrier to school to share, and was coming out of school as I was in the van waiting for her to come, and they escort each kid to the car.
Yes.
So they're from the little gate, they stay behind the gate and they bring each kid out to the car. So that her teacher's bringing her out and Edie's holding her little baby in the little carrier. And they're like, we've got to be very careful. We don't want the baby to fall. And as they get towards that little, the back door that slides open, I hear, oh no. And the baby came flying out of the carrier, and the teacher was like, oh my God, we dropped her. And Edie goes, she's not real.
Oh. Okay. How old's the short one?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. How old is that one?
Well, 13, hold on a minute. 13. We're all dancing around you carrying this doll everywhere you go. But the minute it hits the floor, Edie reminds us.
Don't worry.
It's not real.
Yeah. You're not going to hurt it.
Okay. The teacher just goes, all right. Turns around.
Bye. Got to go get another kid. We got a long line of kids that are waiting to get picked up.
No time to debate this with you, kid. Whatever.
Anyway, one of the things now is that everybody wants, they want their own baby flask.
Of course they
do. So there are a bunch of how-to videos floating around the internet so you can
408 wants you to go way back to the beginning. What is Stagecoach?
Oh, Stagecoach is it happens the week after Coachella, the two weekends of Coachella, and then it's Stagecoach. So it's, but it was not... Do I have that wrong?
No,
it's
that's
two weeks after.
Oh, it's right after.
It actually had...
It's country.
But it isn't totally country.
No, like, this year definitely slipped into the mainstream.
It definitely did. I feel like there's a big blend of a lot of stuff right now. Like, you don't have to be rock to be at the rock show, and you don't have to be country to be at the country show.
Who was at Stagecoach that you're thinking of that wasn't country?
Was it the Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block?
I think Backstreet Boys were.
I thought it was the Backstreet Boys. Oh, who does I Want It That Way?
Backstreet Boys.
That's who was there.
And the Goo Goo Dolls played there? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm. All right.
Lizzo.
Yeah.
Lizzo did.
Like a lot of, I think truly those three weekends of massive festivals, a lot of people are staying the whole month of April for those. And so there's some overlap. And there's multiple stages at each of them. So it's not like they can't have a stage where, you know, everybody who loves only country is over here and other things can happen over here. Anyway, Stagecoach. Here's another story from Stagecoach.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney was seen dancing closely with her housemaid co-star. His name is Brandon Sklenar. Or something like
what?
That.
Sklenard.
Thank you. With a D? Sklenard?
Maybe no D.
Sklenar? So you know this guy. He's cute. I don't know Housemaid. I don't know that show that's apparently she's in.
I don't either.
Maybe it's a movie. I don't know that she's done any shows other than I think she was on Handmaid's Tale for a while. So anyway, she's there. She's dancing with the rumor was that she and Glenn Powell were going at it because she went to his sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like they were just friends.
No,
guys.
They're doing it.
Come on, right, I think so too.
They're doing it.
And she's also doing this guy, Brandon Sklenar.
Well, you know what? That's why you left that fiance of yours.
So you could go have some fun.
You're suddenly one of the bigger stars in the world. Maybe you should have some fun before you lock it down.
He is good looking. He actually, in a way, you could put makeup on Glenn Powell and make him into this guy.
The photo I'm looking at in the suit jacket, I admit I don't have my glasses on, but that I would have said that is Glenn Powell.
Right?
That right there.
Kind of looks like it.
What do you think about his eyes?
I want to see.
They're jeepy.
They're a little less jeepy. He's actually like better.
Oh, he's better.
It's like if Glenn Powell's eyes were right.
Oh.
So what about this Jonathan DeVito, the guy she broke up with? Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah, sure. Hold on a second.
Housemaid does look like a movie. And she's in a French maid outfit on the front. He's got a little more facial hair than Glenn Powell.
He's not as dreamy as the other.
No, he's close. Right. No. She is definitely upgrading. Searching around for that. Anyone but you. Her and Glenn Powell. Fast friends. Friends only.
Go to 415 says Creed headline Stagecoach 2.
Oh my God, how funny.
Creed.
There are people who absolutely love Creed. They're the butt of a lot of jokes. Oh no, Nickelback's the one with a lot of jokes.
Yeah,
I think they're the same band. Nickelback's they feel like the same band.
Ruined my wedding.
Oh.
What?
Nickelback ruined you. You don't even remember your wedding, dude. I was at your wedding. You have no idea what happened at your wedding. And you know it's true.
I'm not denying it. But we were supposed to walk into the Greatest American Hero theme. You know, look at what happened to me.
Oh.
And the DJ played Hero by Nickelback. And we walked into that. And I immediately walked over and took over DJing.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of memories from your wedding, though. It was good. It was one of the funnest weddings, right? I was the memory keeper for the night. All right. Anyway, so I don't know. Sydney's out there having fun. What's funny about it to me is that when you are a star, and she is, everyone has a phone and everyone is trying to surreptitiously film you at all times. Like, she is just trying to have fun. She's dancing. They're in the crowd together. She's having a good time. She's standing in front of them, just rocking out to, I don't even know who was playing. But everybody's got her on camera. There's 50 different angles and views on this. So if you want to see her dancing in the crowd.
Good for her to get out and have fun, though. I think that once you start shutting it down, it's like you hear about people during the pandemic who became almost agoraphobic or whatever, because once you stay in a while, you're like,
And it got easier and easier to stay in. There were a lot of services that could be provided to you at your home.
Well, the story of the lead singer of Faith No More was he pulled it all in and was happy to be home. And then when it was time to go out and perform, he went, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to and I can't.
I'll do it with this smaller thing, but not with that worldwide gigantic thing.
So go have some fun, Sydney Sweeney. Your days of being older and over it are coming, but for now, rip it up and don't worry about the cameras.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff, including words and phrases that are so overused that they're meaningless, and more after these.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Oh, that's a good song. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our show's full podcast. Plus, we have some great contests going on right now. Check us out at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh, I love that show.
Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
This has been a good week, too. We've had some really fun segments this week. It's going to be a good Saturday Morning Special. I'm going to get up early and do my crossword and drink my coffee. It's going to be fun.
And then what?
And listen to the Saturday Morning Special. Yeah, that's all I'll be doing, those three things.
Morning clouds today, but should see the sun later and warming up to the mid-70s, depending on where you're at. Warriors lost. Next play tomorrow, 6 p.m. Lakers done for the season. Bye. Have a good vacation.
Bye.
So this one just hit me I was reading and then I went, oh my God!
You did exclaim.
So... every dude that I know over the many years that I've known dudes has a bat in the house as a self-protection measure. There's a bat
somewhere.
John has
a bat in three different rooms by all the doors.
There's a bat all over the place.
Bats.
Every dude.
Swing away. Because we all saw that movie sign, you know? See, swing away.
And when I was a little boy, my Uncle John moved in with us, and he was like a tough guy from New York, and, you know,
so he
smoked.
A Batman?
And had tattoos and played guitar.
Cool guy.
Yeah, very cool guy. And he used to say, like, he would always, he knew martial arts, so he was someone who could, he could kick as hard as he could kick and miss your face by, like, an inch. And so I'd stand there like a big dummy and watch his foot go by. Oh. And then he would go, all right, now, here's a bat. You can hit me as hard as you want, but I'm going to, if I get, so I would go at him and I'd be like, and I always knew like, there's nothing he's going to do to me because my dad would be so mad if he killed me. Like,
you felt comfortable.
I felt like he's not going to kill me, right? I mean, but it's true. Those bats, if you attack the wrong person with a bat, you're going to lose. Like, they know how to get that.
The bat away from you. That's the thing.
His move with a 7-year-old boy was to just swing back and then grab it from me. And I'd be like, oh, no.
You got me.
I didn't see that coming.
But if he grabbed it from the guy that was attacking him, now suddenly he's the guy with the bat.
Right.
I know. Bats do seem dangerous.
So this is the part that just made me gasp.
Okay.
This is the part. If you plan on using a baseball bat as a weapon for self-defense during a home invasion, put a sock over the end. So when the guy tries to grab it from you, he gets a sock and not the whole bat.
That's genius.
It is genius. I have to text that to John right now. I've always thought to myself, I'm not psyched that there are bats in, you know, by the three
How
doors.
Rad is that?
It's brilliant.
It's exactly... what you fear would happen is I'm going to be beat up with my own bat. I don't want that to happen.
Put a sock over the top of the bats you use.
For protection.
For protection. Oops, I can't spell protection.
You can.
Because if someone grabs it.
It'll slide right off.
It'll slide right off. This is fantastic.
It's really nice, right?
Yep.
There's the move, everyone.
So we got to get some long tube socks. That's what we need.
I'm sure you guys have plenty of old, unused socks sitting around. They all end up in the back of some drawer.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I actually have thigh-high socks. So there's
thigh-high?
Yeah. Like over the knee. They're like, you know, cutesy socks.
Okay. Well, if you're willing to give those up to the, you know.
Yeah, it's not like I'm wearing them then, please. I'm 150 years old. My days of thigh-high socks are over. Kidding. They're not.
Words and phrases that are so overused.
Oh, yes. I love this already.
That they're meaningless.
Literally meaningless.
People have started a list online, and you'll probably agree with some of these. Longer than usual wait times. Yeah, they all say that.
Yeah.
When you call someone and you're just trying to get someone to answer, and they go, there are longer than usual wait times. Leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you within a reasonable amount of time, which is probably 4 days. Right. Which, that's not, no, I'm going to stay.
I actually use that now.
You do?
And they do call you back.
Would you?
Yeah, and you don't have to sit there on hold. If they offer that as a I will do it. Because it's worked once, so then it must always work.
I'm too furious.
You're very mad at
If I'm calling someone and I'm going to wait them out, like I went through the cell phone thing.
Yes, I remember. That's rough.
I'm going to stay.
You
because
don't have
I'm,
to.
I'm no, They're, because I'm you. Not going to pick up the phone. You know, while I'm in my hot tub.
Oh, well, you know, it's sitting right there. You have like a little thing. You just grab that.
No, I know, but I'm trying to be hot tub. I'm trying to relax. I can't be taking a phone call about my.
Think how relaxed you'll be.
I don't want to be. I need to let them have it as they've been letting me have it.
I'm giving it to you. It's
giving
more
the business.
Like it.
AI and powered by AI. They say refrigerators, all the stuff now is powered by AI.
I don't want anything powered by AI anymore.
Yeah, you do.
I want my specific stuff. I don't need, you know, I don't need like my headphones to be powered by AI or my coffee mug to be powered by AI. No thanks.
Cleanse products, detox, detoxifying. I know why people lean towards those, mm-hmm. though, is that you do feel like, hey, if I could clean myself out and really get a fresh, clean start on my insides, I'll be brand new again. Right?
Sure. I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, they use that a lot. Like when you're in yoga, we have a yoga teacher in our midst. There's a lot of like, you know, you're sweating out the toxins, you know, it's getting all the toxins. My cousin, Brad, he's like,
hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad. Hope you're having a good day. He's like, well, that's what your liver's for, actually. Like, you're not really sweating out in here. You're just sweating out sweat. It's just sweat. You know, toxins emerging.
Brad.
It's not really, I know. I'm like, you're like bumming the trip of every yoga teacher out there, except for ours. She knew. She nodded.
Oh.
She knew it was BS.
Oh.
She's got a good meter on her, the BS meter. Yeah. But now that she's 30 and old, you know.
This is a list online of things that are said so much, they become meaningless. Influencer.
Oh.
You're selling stuff now. You're not someone who's just, you know, living the best life, and you've become that is your job, and therefore your page is your business, and you're selling it. You're hawking something.
Yeah. I admire some influencers because I do feel like that it is a sales job, and if you are good at it and you work, it is hard work. It's not like you just occasionally post something and you're suddenly an influencer. Like, you're working it and you're figuring it out. And I think it's actually, I'm not over the word influencer yet. I feel like I'm just getting to know it.
Your boy Tommy Igo posts 6 to 10 times a day every day.
He's a drummer influencer.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's clearly, but he works at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's, you know, digging ditches there, but it is. Well, clear.
He'll put up the 30-minute warm-up, and he does it every day, and he puts it up there, and if the comments are going, I'm like, but oh, my God.
He scours the internet for videos and an angle to, how can I air this? What will this be?
Put in the work.
These are overused terms. The gaslighting is a big one that I've heard way too much, that people misuse it constantly. And it continues to be used. Even the difference of opinion isn't gaslighting.
Right.
It means I think something different than you do.
Right. Maybe you're gaslighting me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But probably not.
But I could be, though. But maybe you're gaslighting me, though. See what you're doing right now? You're gaslighting me. You're telling me that my opinion doesn't matter because you have an opinion.
I'm not gaslighting you.
You just told me I don't have to have an opinion. You're gaslighting me.
Triggered.
I like triggered.
You like it?
I mean, I've whipped it out a few times. Like, that makes me feel triggered.
Sayings or words that have lost their power because they're overused. Like woke or artisan.
Artisan? Or, what's wrong with artisan?
Well, if everything's artisanal.
Oh, well.
Then what?
Then it's all good? Does that mean it's good? I don't know. Is there a correct answer to that question?
I don't know. It's mostly used with drinks, and I think it is.
Like,
and
artisanal cheeses.
Yeah. Oh, cheese.
Cheeses, breads. It's things for like girl dinner.
I'm not someone who runs for the artisan or artisanal wording.
I'm like, that sounds artsy fartsy. That's definitely going to cost me a dollar more, and my friends are going to be very impressed.
Yeah.
So the official definition is made in a tradition or non mechanized way.
Oh, it's a Luddite style. I like that.
I made this from scratch.
So homemade.
Right.
That's artisanal.
That's what I do. I make artisanal bags.
You're still making bags?
Yeah, sometimes.
You're back to bags.
Actually, lately I've been recovering all my outdoor furniture. All the pillows, you know, they're only good for maybe 2 or 3 seasons. So I'm redoing that. And because Joann's went on, they're gone now. Mm-hmm. I went there and bought a ton of like, it's not Sunbrella.
I'll have everything.
I went and got all the ones I would need.
I found just send it to my house. I'll take it all.
I went and got. I bought a couple of full bolts of it. Bolts. But it was like half price. They're getting rid of it. I'm like, that Sunbrella stuff is expensive. So that's what I've been making lately, Ben.
Thoughts and prayers is on the list.
You can keep your thoughts and prayers.
That's really. In fact, there's a moment where that crossed my mind because of someone who's going through something right now. And I went, you can't say it anymore because it just means It means nothing.
It means that's what I say. It's the same as just saying I'm sorry about something, whether you are or not. It doesn't. You've just. I don't know. It feels a little bit empty to me. I feel like the thing that we could do for that person was send them a Grubhub thing. And by the way, we're talking about No Name, who is going through it right now. We put a link up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I even put, I pinned it at the top. So it should be the first thing there.
It's a way for you to help out.
Just to help. He is like, that family has suffered.
Nepal announces major rule change for anyone who wants to climb Everest.
Oh.
Apparently, and I didn't realize this because I have never really put any thought into it, Nepal like makes a lot of money of tourism.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing and hiking, that's their big thing.
Yes, it's on a lot of people's bucket list.
Right. Nepal is set to pass a law to grant permits to climb Mount Everest only to those who have previously scaled at least one 7,000-meter peak within the country. It marks a major shift for the tourism-dependent country amid concerns of overcrowding and lots of people who have that on their bucket list and don't train and don't do anything but show up and go, I'm ready to do this, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
People die doing that climb.
Their bodies are still right off the trail because there's no, you can't copter in and get those. Those people die and their bodies are still there.
So I guess this is a way to get you to show up, do one previous climb before you get to the one you were really wanting to do. This is the way the marathon community works. If you want to run the Boston Marathon, you got to qualify. They're not just going to let any carcass show up and be ready to get in everybody's way. So you've got to time out in order to go do that race. It makes sense.
We had friends
the same thing.
Who were planning to go as far as they could. On the tallest on Everest. And when they got, so it was them and their son, who was, I think, in his 20s at the time. And they got to the base camp, which is at like 10,000 feet. So already almost 2 miles in the air. And he got so sick from oxygen deprivation. Some people can, it's like, it's not that. It's something sickness. Like, it might be like oxygen sickness or something.
No. Altitude sickness.
Altitude sickness. Thank you. So he's up there and he sleeps and he just gets this headache he can't get rid of. And he was like, I can't go any. And they were all feeling it. You really do feel it at that height. And because it really takes your body time to get used to that lower level of oxygen. So it's incredible, actually, that more people don't just stop at the 10,000 feet. I think there's at least one other stop further up. But they were just at that first. You climb to the 10,000.
I think that's kind of what they're trying to avoid, which is come climb something much smaller, see if you're built for this, and then you can come do the next one because they do feel. One of the lines in the story is about how you get to long lines of climbers in the death zone where you're trying to get up to this point where you can say, I've done it, and you're waiting in line. To get
deprived
your chance
of oxygen, to you get have to carry top. Oxygen on right. that last part.
Mm-hmm. And most people die coming down.
Yes.
Like they get they up made there it. And they think they made it. And then it's like, no, you still got to come back.
Yeah. And there's no sled.
So no, this
you're
is
climbing back down.
A new thing that Nepal is announcing, a major rule change if you want to climb Everest. So if that's on your bucket list, look into this. Because what they're saying is there's so much garbage, human waste, environmental damage. And people who show up not ready for what this is going to take. And so they're going to make you climb somewhere else in the country first.
It makes sense.
Considering we've been hearing about the pollution and the dead bodies.
That sounds horrible.
For a while.
I didn't think about the pollution. Dead body pollution is enough for me.
Everybody leaves this stuff behind. You know.
Well, it's either that or bag it and carry it.
I got my... what are those gels?
Like
Cliff
energy.
Bar gel.
Right.
I'm ready to make the final rest of the. Well, you got to wait in line.
Right.
Because there's a long one.
And also go pick up your litter.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs.
Odds and ends? Is that what you mean?
Bits and bobs is what the English, you know, the whole this. Ew! We headed out to the fair and we picked up some bits and bobs. That's what they say instead of odds and ends. The only reason I know it is I watched that Escape to the Chateau show.
Mm. 707 says, literally, way overused. Yeah, literally. That's become the new, like, it's
the new like.
I hear my kids say it, and I just go, oh, God.
I hear myself say it. I'm like, please stop saying that, you dumb, dumb, dummy head.
I don't say literally a lot, but I do say like always.
Oh, yeah. Like, I say, you know, too much. The end.
Sarah, thigh high socks, va, 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 voom,
yeah,
says 415.
Yeah, they're going to look great on those bats. It's going to be good.
Sarah, you're not going to knit custom bat socks to cover? There's your thing.
That's really funny. Custom bat socks.
Custom bat socks. There's your next big idea.
It's a great idea. I have a bunch of yarn I could use for that.
It's on.
Oh, my God. It sounds like the game's on.
Hey, guys. Single mom here. I have bats by every door and by my bed. I put a sock on it in case the intruder tries to take it. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Hats for bats.
Oh, yeah.
Hats for Major bats. League. I like it. Oh, my God. That's from Major League. Etsy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
Jessica has a lead pipe by her door. All right. Well, that's a little gnarly, but.
Jesus.
I keep swords around.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Swords and gun.
A katana?
I do have one.
I don't understand the people and their weapons. I don't know.
Well, no one wants to be had in their own house.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Being had is just sounds terrible. Want to be had in any way, shape, or form.
I'm sure this is a joke. Vinny having kids has made the best radio. I'm sorry. That's how I'm living. I don't know what to tell you.
How old's a shorty?
That's my life. That's all I can share with you right now. There's no way to... Boom, and I don't even want to rush them through it.
Boom.
I mean, financially, I would like to because, you know, retirement's coming. Yikes. Anyway, let's game.
Want to play a game?
Yeah.
So I didn't get to this story, but the bottom line is here that AI is helping us with everything, including bringing back Agatha Christie. So Agatha Christie is a mystery writer. She's dead. She died in 1976, but she wrote
Rest in peace. Thoughts and prayers.
She's the... you know what? That's so sweet of you. It's like Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple, right? She wrote a ton of those. And as I'm looking through some of the names of the books, I'm like, this is a game. There's a game here. So is this Christie or Crappy?
Oh, wait a minute.
Tell me, is
Crappy
this...
the horse?
No, not Crappy the horse.
Oh.
That's just, it sort of went with... Is this Christie or is this fake?
Oh.
Is this an Agatha Christie book or is this a fake
title? Oh, okay. I get it now.
All right. One of these is real. Ready, kids? Murder in Mesopotamia or Mayhem at Midnight? Which of those is a real Agatha Christie book? Murder in Mesopotamia or Mayhem at Midnight?
I'll start Mesopotamia, I think.
Okay.
I'll go Mayhem at Midnight.
I also am Mayhem at Midnight.
It's Murder in Mesopotamia.
Son of a biscuit.
Maddie is on the show currently. How about this? A Corpse in the Cupboard or A Murder is Announced?
A Corpse in the Cupboard.
I'm going to go Murder is Announced.
I also will say Murder is Announced.
A Murder is Announced is the correct one. That's 2 points for Maddie, 1 for Vinny. Bob,
I'm off the Bob train for sure. That's like we just failed right out of the gate.
Oh, together. you're gonna do something different than her.
Yeah.
Okay. Round 3. The scone was poisoned, or the mirror cracked from side to side.
Vinny, what do you think?
Yeah, you go first.
The scone
just gave me the raddest bleep you eye roll you've ever seen. All right, wait, what's the question?
Which of these is the actual title of an Agatha Christie mystery? The scone was poisoned. The mirror cracked from side to side.
She's not good at naming things, just for the record. These are terrible.
Terrible titles. The scone was... That's why I said I'm looking at the names of the books. I was like, there's a game here. The scone was poisoned. The mirror cracked from side to side. Which
scone, Bob,
real?
Scone.
I'll go mirror.
Mirror is the correct answer. Maddie, 3 for 3. Bob and Vinny each on the board with 1. The Mystery of the Blue Train or The Tunnel to Nowhere? The Mystery of the Blue Train.
Tunnel to Nowhere.
The Tunnel to
Wink.
Nowhere.
I will also say Tunnel.
I'll go the blue train then.
Mystery of the Blue Train is correct.
Ah!
The Mongoose Murders or The Murder of Roger Aykroyd?
Aykroyd.
Going Roger Aykroyd? All right.
What was the
Mongoose
one?
Murders.
Mongoose. I'll go Mongoose.
I also will go Mongoose.
It's The Murder of Roger Aykroyd.
Oh. Sheesh. What?
These are Agatha Christie mystery titles, real or fake. One of them is real, one is fake. The Affair at the Victory Ball or The Wig in the Water? The Affair at the Victory Ball, The Wig in the Water.
I'm going Wig in the Water.
Going wig. That's real, okay?
I'll go The Affair.
Me too.
It's The Affair. The Affair at the Victory Ball. Currently, we are Maddie with 4, Bob with 3, Vinny with 1.
I keep falling for the rhyming, the one that's like The Wig in the Water.
There's no way I only have 3.
You only have 3.
Okay.
You can come and check your work afterward.
I might.
It is. I don't even want to fight because it is possible I screwed up.
Yeah, it is totally possible. That's for sure.
I do it all the time.
I like the score the way it is.
I know you do. All right. And it's currently 4 for Maddie, 3 for Bob, and 1 for Vinny.
All right. Take it easy.
1 for you. Only 1. The Sleeping Murder, The Final Goodbye, which is a real Agatha Christie title. The Sleeping Murder, The Final Goodbye.
Sleeping Murder.
Both pretty bad.
Mm, they're all bad.
I'll go Sleeping Murder.
I will too.
Sleeping Murder is the correct answer.
All right.
Sparkling Cyanide, Death in the Doghouse. Sparkling Cyanide, Death in the Doghouse, which is a real Agatha Christie novel, mystery novel.
I'll say Sparkling Cyanide.
They're both too cute. Now I'm...
Sparkling Cyanide, Death in the Doghouse.
I keep just picking the worst one.
Death in the Doghouse, Bob. Sorry. Whatever. Sarah.
I'll go Cyanide.
Sparkling Cyanide is the correct answer. It is now 6 points for Maddie, 5 points for Bob, 2 points for Vinny, and one round left. Unless you tie Maddie. Dead Man's Folly, The Inspector's Umbrella. Dead Man's Folly or The Inspector's Umbrella, which is a real Agatha Christie book. Dead Man's Folly. The Inspector's Umbrella.
I'll go Umbrella.
Will go Umbrella.
I'll go Umbrella for the win.
It is Umbrella for the win. Dead Man's Folly was the correct answer on that one.
But
nobody got any points at all, so it doesn't matter. Maddie is on the show.
You darn right I am.
707 Mary. Says Bob tied him.
That's what I thought.
I don't think so.
I got like 3 or 4 right.
Yeah,
in a row.
She's right.
Okay, hang on.
Shush,
hang
y'all.
On, hang on. Maddie. Yeah. You come and look. Maddie. I don't think so.
On the show, there's Maddie.
Thank you, listener, for standing up for me.
It is. I mean, it's totally possible. Plus, sometimes I'll scratch over the same mark I made because I'm not paying that good of attention. I've noticed that before. I'm like, oh, that might be wrong. Oh, my Bob. All right, fine. We'll give it to her. Yeah. Oh, my Bob. Hey, you guys, guess what? Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, thank God.
Friday. Saturday comes after that. Then it's Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I want that whole song tomorrow. That'll be fun. I like that verse in particular.
The whole thing?
Just that verse. She's like telling us all the days as though no one's ever heard of those before. God, she's there with the good news.
Oh, she's on tour right now with Katy Perry, isn't she?
Yes, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. That's going swimmingly.
It really has gotten horrible reviews. I can't believe it.
It's not awesome. Yeah. There's a lot of big names out there touring right now and not doing all that well.
Yikes.
Anyway. You know who is doing well? Bruno Mars of the Alice Escape to Las Vegas. We have lots of chances for you to win on that. And tomorrow is Friday. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
What? Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.